In the meantime, we're going to work on strategically placing our manpower in places that need the most help.
Sheriff-elect T.K. Waters speaking with Action News Jax immediately after the declaration came last night on 104.5 WOKV, as his margin of victory over Lakeisha Burton was pretty considerable. Under 40,000, 180,000 to about 146,000 votes, but a 55% to 45% margin. And he joins us live on Jacksonville's Morning News. Given that margin, do you feel you have a mandate from the voters?
Rich, yeah, I do. I think the voters have shown that they trust me. They trust the plan going forward, and I'm very excited to be able to do that and to be able to make this city proud. And I'm thankful to everyone that came out and voted and put their confidence and trust in me.
This was going to be a challenge all along for whomever would be the victor and the sheriff-elect, because it's filling the remainder of your predecessor, two predecessors, I guess, if we consider Pat Ivey as the sheriff now, Mike Williams' term. So you have to run again in the spring. How confident are you that this will ultimately translate into a four-year term for you?
I'm confident. I know what we have to do. I know what it takes, and now that we've gone through about 15 months of campaigning and stuff like that, now I'm going to go do the job, and I'm going to show the citizens of this community why they elected me. And like I said, make them proud.
Is there an immediate step that you can take right out of the chute that can begin to turn the tide on murder rate in Jacksonville and violent crime specifically?
There are some definite things that we're going to do. One of which is very important that we take a look at our maps and how we deploy our amazing officers. We're going to do that. It hasn't been done in a very long time. Get them deployed in the right places. One, to reduce our response times, and two, to get us closer to our community, because it's been a long time in our investigations division. And I know that you don't solve crimes and you can't prevent crime without the community's partnership. So we're going to do that. We're going to make sure that happens. That's one step. And the next step is we're going to do some things that are proactive with our patrolling and how we focus on those individuals that we know are creating problems in our community, because it is not going to be tolerated on any circumstance.
How instantly can we ultimately see that change, though, Sheriff-elect? It's not something that you can just immediately steer a large ship and see the turnaround happen. What will be marks of success that you will say this is working?
Well, I think the first mark of success would be just a slowdown in some of the things that we're seeing happen now. But once we get our ship turned, we're going to stay focused. We're going to continue to strive and make relationships and just gain the things that we need to gain in our community to make things change. Because once you gain that trust and once you build that community partnership, and which we've already started. But we're going to continue to do that. And once we get those zone maps looked at in our population and change how things are configured, I think we'll see some impact.
This was a crowded race dating back to the primary. Ken Jefferson, recently one of your challengers in the primary, endorsed you. Can you tap his expertise and experience and some of the other challengers? And have you even talked to, or will you talk to your challenger in this cycle, Lakeisha Burton, for ideas to go forward? Or do you anticipate a challenge again? We didn't hear Lakeisha Burton say for sure whether or not she would run again in the spring.
So, Rich, I'm really not sure as far as what their plans are. I can tell you that I have an amazing team. I have the smartest minds and the best minds in the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office there to help us accomplish this goal. None of this could be done alone. And so we'll lean on those guys to focus on what needs to be done. And, of course, I'll talk to Ken. He's been a good friend. I've known him for a very long time. And we'll talk about some things. But I have an amazing team, and the team's ready. The best minds, like I said, in the sheriff's office, and we have the very best of the best working at the JSO right now.
As you look to recruitment efforts for the next layers of law enforcement and the next generation of law enforcement in Jacksonville, again, with a short-term fill for the remainder of this term, but if you were to assume victory then in the spring and take on a full four-year term, are we in a pivot point for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office in terms of hiring, recruitment of the next layers of talent, and what does that talent of law enforcement look like for our community?
Young, innovative, driven, people or employees that love people and that care about this community. If you don't care about this community, you can't work here. If you don't care about people, you can't work here. So I have a strong plan in place about, or that we're going to put in place, recruiting the best of the best. And we have to reach. We have to build our agency. Our city is growing. Our city is an amazing city. I've always said from the very beginning, if you listen to anything that I said, I think this is the best city in the country. I think we're continuing to grow. Our agency has to grow with the city, and it hasn't done that in over 30 years. I've been there for 30 years, and it hasn't done that. We've improved, but we have a lot of work to do. So I think we have some amazing counties around us. So we'll tap those counties. We'll tap our colleges. We'll do whatever we need to do to get the best enterprise to come here and work, and we'll fight to pay them a good wage to keep the best of rights in Jacksonville.
When are you going to be sworn in, and will it be a big pomp and circumstance or a little bit more subdued with family and friends?
It's going to be quiet, family, private. We'll do that on November 20th, but it's going to be a private ceremony.
Got it. In the meantime, are you in touch with Pat Ivey, the sheriff, the interim sheriff now, on preparations for the storm? And do you have an overall message to the community as we await the arrival on Nicole?
Well, we are going in right now. I have one thing that I have to do, but we're going to go in and we're going to talk about a lot of those things right now. So we'll be focused on some of that stuff and a few other things that he and I need to discuss.
All right, Sheriff-elect T.K. Waters, appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your busy day the morning after a resounding victory here in Jacksonville, and we'll be in touch here over the coming days, weeks ahead, and as we turn into a busy election season for the city of Jacksonville and Duval County next year in the spring, March the 1st election. Sheriff-elect T.K. Waters on Jacksonville's Morning News.